Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be real.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. My colleague Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, from the surface of the planet Earth, the surface of the planet Mars, to a volcano. And this is striking. Bob, what is the speculation about this volcano?
Well, okay, I don't know if volcano is the right term, John. What it is scientists have done a real close look at one of the fissures that are found in what I call volcano country on Mars. You got the big volcanoes on Mars, and in between them is a giant, very large volcanic lava floodplain called Elysium Plantation. Very, very large, thousands of miles across. And there's tons of evidence that lava floods have flowed across this and made it. And it also has long, long fissures, the most famous of which is a series called Cerberus Fossae. And these were thought to be created by, as the volcanic material underneath pushed upward, spreads to the ground, and you get cracks. But they looked at one particular one of these cracks, about 18 miles long, and it was surrounded on north and south by a dark mantle about a foot deep. And they did some analysis, and the scientists realized that this fissure very likely was a eruptive volcanic event. You know, you have flows, very gentle flows, kind of like in Hawaii, and then you have violent eruptions, kind of like Mount St. Helens. And they think this was a violent eruption, and the thing that's really interesting is it could have been as recently as 53,000 years ago, very recently. This region, Cerberus Fossae, is also the same region that the InSight lander on Mars is detecting earthquakes, the same general region. I've got a post up on Behind the Black talking about this, and it shows a map of the earthquakes that InSight has found in relation to where this particular fissure is located, and they're linked. And so the suggestion is, from this data, is that there is very likely still some volcanic activity going on in the Cerberus Fossae region of Mars in volcano country.
Bob, that is striking to me because we knew it was not a dead planet, but if there is volcanism in some fashion, and that means there's a source of energy, a source of heat, is this not surprising to the planetary geology community to find this?
No, they know that the interior of Mars has a molten core and there's heat below, like anything else. It has been slowly cooling, and so the major volcanic era of Mars is 3 to 4 billion years ago. There hasn't been a lot of, you know, over the eons, the amount of volcanism has been declining steadily. To the present time, there's none visible at this point. But that doesn't mean it's going on. It just means we haven't detected it yet, and it's very small if it's occurring. The earthquake suggests there might be some kind of shifting underground. This suggests that you could even have eruptions recently and maybe in the future, but they'll be far and between. It's a big planet. It's got the land surface on Earth, and so there's a lot, you know, that'd be going on there that we just haven't seen yet.
A wash on Mars. What are we looking at, Bob? Am I being fooled again, thinking this is water?
Yes. Yes and no, John, because if it's ice, it's water, but it's ice. It's not liquid. Or, you know, I poke around in the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter's archive of its high resolution images, and I find something that's sometimes find things that are cool. And this particular image that I posted on Behind the Black shows what they labeled as fresh, shallow valleys. To me, I looked at it, and it reminded me of the kind of dry washes I see here in the Southwest, except this wash looks like it might have glacial material in it. It was very likely carved by a glacier that flowed down it. That's the possibility, not proven. And this is just giving us – it's a relatively recent one, if they call it fresh, and that probably ties into the – changing tilt of the Martian rotation. Like Earth tilts 23 degrees on its rotation, that creates the seasons. On Mars, it tilts 25 degrees, but unlike Earth, that tilt can vary from 11 to 60 degrees. And when that tilt goes really steep, 40 to 50 to 60 degrees, the poles are actually warmer than the mid-latitudes, and water, ice, falls as snow in the mid-latitudes to form glaciers. And that's what might have caused this canyon, John, a glacier flowing downhill in a canyon channel, carving it out. And it has meanders, and it just looks just like a river.
My favorite non-story, no sign of alien transmission from 60 million stars. It suggests, Bob, we're still looking. Who's looking? We have
this is Breakthrough Listen, which is a privately funded project by a Russian billionaire to see if we can find any detections of life anywhere else. They did a very long, good scientific observation of 60 million stars in the direction of the galactic center, and they did not find any obvious technological transmissions that could signal an alien civilization. Doesn't mean there isn't, but so far we haven't found anything.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Congratulations, Starship 15. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.